My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. It seems like today we are inundated more than any other time with up-to-date information and changing profiles and, you know, and this is good for this and all of this crazy information coming at us. It gets to be so confusing. And I think a lot of us just are, you know, kind of perplexed as to where to go, how to how to get started. And, you know, sometimes we just throw our hands in the air because let's face it. We have a tendency to wait too long. We have a tendency to sit back and kind of push ourselves on the back burner and, you know, really just kind of take our time thinking we've got plenty of time. And then we find out a little bit later that we should have been a little bit more spontaneous on getting things done correctly. So I think what ends up happening is we truly do need to make sure that we are focusing on our good health and doing what we need to do. But the problem is, you know, I think getting started is the hard part. So what I try to do here every day, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 in the morning, I bring you the best guest in the industry, but we always talk the relevant topics for today's world, the things we should be talking about, the things we need to talk about, and you know, the things we don't talk enough about. You know, over the years, you know, now being on the air for well over 37, 38 years now on the air, you know, a lot has changed in our industry. You know, we have such a luxury and a plethora of incredible formulations and products. And, you know, we have blends and just so many just groundbreaking sectors within our industry that are there to help people in every single step of their health. And that's an amazing thing. Because, you know, starting out in such a rudimentary form, you know, and really just dealing with the basics way back when, we didn't have these choices. But we do today. Remember, if you're tuning into the show live, I welcome you. If you're back again, if it's your first time, welcome to the show, the Staying Healthy radio show. Remember also, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived for your download experience of the podcast when it's convenient for you. So remember, you can always get the show, always go back and listen again, and always tell a friend to go listen to the show as well. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And the reason I do is because I feel that if you're getting information, you need to continue the journey to the place where you can actually make a difference in the overall level and effectiveness of your good health. And what I mean by that is if you're going to be out there and let's say confusion is part of it or misinformation has led you down the wrong road, there's nothing better than going to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. A fully packed store with the best of the best products, great prices, the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and all of it just, you know, there for you to learn from and get your questions answered and choose products from only the best every single day. You'll find Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. You can get great information there. You can leave your email address and start getting future newsletters. You can print coupons to use at your next visit to the store. And you can also get the podcast of the show. and listen to it at their webpage as well. Also, give them a thumbs up on Facebook and you'll get their daily post to stay connected. I mean, when you think about it, there's nothing more important than staying connected to a store that's going to help you when you need it to keep your health as good as it possibly can be. So definitely give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page. Well, today I'm doing a Q&A on Barlean's. You know, people say, you seem to do one of those almost every... I do, but I mean, the reason that I do is because so many people send in questions. It's been a very popular line for a very long time, and, you know, last year they celebrated their 30th year in the industry, and, you know, when you've been around for a long time, you truly do, you know, establish yourself with quality, and I think that that is really important. So when people start sending questions in, you know, I just kind of save them up, and when I get enough of them, I do a show. And I think that's a really good thing. So I'm going to try to hit as many of these categories as I can today. And hopefully I'll hit on one of your questions, but keep those questions coming because I want to make sure that, you know, your questions get answered because a lot of people have the same question and they may not have taken the time or had the time to write in, email, or send a message to me. So, you know, they're still going to get answers to the things they're wondering about. All right, let me see. I added to... And everything I try to do with them ends up not working well. They have a tendency to not like the taste. And because of it, I end up having a situation where I do not get the oils into them. And they do need it. Both of my kids are young teenagers. And they have very dry skin. Any suggestions? Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't know about the Omega Pals. The Omega Pals is a different sector of the Barlean's line. It's a different branch off their main home tree, if you will. And they are made for kids, and they are delicious. Now at their age, they're probably not going to be as attracted to the labels, which are just very eye-catching, and young kids just absolutely love it. I think they're adorable. But you might want to just give them a shot because they taste really good. And they taste so good that you don't have to hide them. Now, they're under the Seriously Delicious line, and I think what you're going to find is you're going to be able to just have it available, and they're going to enjoy it. They're going to love the way it tastes. They're going to really enjoy the flavor, and you have your choice on how you'd like to go with this. Now, they have the Omega Pal Sensational Straw Nana Flax Oil. That would be the flaxseed oil, of course. In a strawberry banana flavor. Very, very good. Tastes like a smoothie on a spoon. If you're looking more for fish oil, they've got the Chirpin' Slurpin' Lemonade Fish Oil. Now, this is a little bit more tart, but kids love tart stuff, you know. They suck on those candies that are just so tart, but they love it. And then there's also a high-potency oil, and this one is called Lip Smackin' Citrus. All of them are good. All of them bring omega-3s to the plate, and all of them really do make a difference. And like I said, they're going to want to do it themselves. They're going to take the bottle, put it on the spoon, and enjoy it. And you're not going to have to hide it anymore. Now, they have one more in the line, which is really good, and I think it's really important, and it's called Hootie Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil Plus Eye Nutrition. And I think this is really important. In our world today, we not only are lacking in our omega-3s, but we are glued to our devices, our blue screens, our computers, our laptops, our iPads, our Kindle Fires, you know, our smartphones, our eyes are glued to these screens, and we are seeing some amazing problems that we're starting to have more and more concern about. This one here contains Ludamax 2020. Which is lutein and zeaxanthin plus astaxanthin to protect eyes from digital device use. Now, that's really important because what it does is it allows you to, you know, get the omega-3s, but also get a little bit of eye nutrition at the same time. Let's face it, we're not going to get off of our devices anytime soon. If anything, we're going to be using them more. And you see that now with TV on the go and audiobooks. And I mean, there's something that we're always reading. We're always on there. We're watching sports. We're watching our TV shows. We're watching movies. I mean, literally, we are glued to it. You know, forever, it was always you could do this at your house. And when you left, you didn't do anything until you got back to your house. Now you just do it when you leave the house and you continue all day long. It gets frustrating. to the eyes because they never really get a chance to rest, and they're getting overused. I think one of the biggest problems that I see is that we are now in a situation where if you are 8, 9, 10 years old, maybe even up to early teenage age, you've been doing this, using these devices now your entire life. I mean, some of us are much older. Some of us got our first computer when we were in our 30s, you know, so, and older, you know, so we weren't raised with them. We didn't use them. We didn't have these. And I don't think we really know what is exactly going to happen long term with us with these devices and our eyes. You know, so I think if we can use something, and if there is something that's available for the kids that might be really good nutritionally for their eyes, I think that's a really, really good thing. And I think that we should get started on it. Now, I really enjoy any of these formulations, but if someone asked me to pick one, and they usually do, my favorite would be this one. The Hooty Fruity Tangerine Fish Oil and Eye Nutrition. Now, you might already have your kids on good nutrition and things for their eyes and, you know, all that kind of stuff already, and that's perfectly fine. But if not, this is just a way to maybe get a little bit more attention in that area. So I hope that answers your questions. Let me see. Dear Jeff, I was listening to your show a couple months ago, and I caught the end of the show as I was going into work, and I was wondering, who is a candidate for greens? Well, all of us. I think that all of us are at a point right now where we are, you know, obviously not getting enough of them in our diet, and we are not getting enough good quality greens in our diet. People have a tendency with their vegetables to eat a lot of the starchy and the high calorie and the high carbohydrate vegetables. The vegetables that people eat the most are things like corn and potatoes and carrots, and they have a lot of starch in them. They have a lot of sugar in them, and where most of the, if not all of the nutrition is in our green vegetables is in the greens. You know, when people ask me which vegetables are the best to eat, and I say anything green, whether it's broccoli or asparagus or bok choy or green beans or, you know, any of the vegetables that have the green in them, because that way you're getting all that nutrition for your whole body. Now, I add to that cauliflower because even though it's a white vegetable, it's still considered a green and it's loaded with nutrition. You know, those, and that is where the best nutrition for your body is as far as vegetables. I mean, the other ones, they have the calories, they have the starch, but they really now do not have as much of the nutrition. Now, sweet potatoes and yams bring a lot of attention in the potato category. But when it comes down to greens, greens are greens are greens. You have to go by the color. So I think anybody could benefit from this. I mean, I think that's why they came out with the kiwi strawberry. The kiwi strawberry greens powder is a superfruit strawberry kiwi greens powder. And even though I know a lot of us adults enjoy this because you can mix it with water and it tastes like juice, and it's really, really good tasting, a lot of kids like it because I think they identify with it as like one of the sugary juices that they're used to, you know, drinking on a regular basis. So, but it's really good tasting. It's red. It's really tasty. It's eye appealing because of the color. They think it's juice. And it really kind of is, but it just happens to be loaded with, you know, great fruits and greens. And I just think it's a great choice. The organic greens are just that. They are organic greens, and they are green, green, green to the core. When you open it up, you have never seen a color green that beautiful, that emerald. Now, a lot of people, I don't know, I think that some people just have a hard time getting organic greens down because it's very, very green, but I use it in my smoothies. I mean, it just blends in. Sometimes it turns the whole smoothie green, but I don't care. You know, it just, it's just a pure way of getting so much nutrition in one serving. Now, a question comes up with greens. Do I stop eating my green vegetables? Well, of course not. These greens are created to fill the gaps that are made by us and the foods that we're consuming, knowing that most of us are leaving huge gaps in the area of greens in our diet. we're just not getting what we need. We're not. And we're not taking the time to make sure that we've got enough of them. And, you know, we're missing that whole sector of nutrition. So that getting these into your diet is going to make a big difference in your overall health. Now, some people need something that is more creative for their palate. So you might want to go with the chocolate silk greens. And yes, chocolate silk greens. This you can make with almond milk. You can make it with regular milk of any kind of choice. You can add it to plain yogurt. You can add it to oatmeal. You can add it to, you know, almost anything that you want to turn chocolate flavor. But like I said, you mix it with plain yogurt and it turns it into chocolate yogurt. And it's great in your oatmeal. It's wonderful in a smoothie. I have a friend and her kids are such chocoholics. Although they only eat the dark chocolate, which is amazing because most kids like milk chocolate and they don't get a lot of it, but they do get, you know, a couple cubes of it every day. But when they make their protein shake in the morning, they make it with chocolate almond milk. They throw a couple cubes of the dark chocolate in there, frozen raspberries, frozen strawberries, chocolate protein powder, and then they throw their ice cubes, and then they throw their chocolate greens. This is a fully packed chocolate formula, and they absolutely love it. And, you know, I look at it this way. You know, if this is something that's going to make you feel better and you love it because of your palate, I think it's a great way to get it in. I love that Barlean's came out with these three choices. They came out with the superfruit greens when you want a juice. They came out with the chocolate greens when you, well, want chocolate. And then they've got us the standby, the organic greens for us people that want greens as green as we can get them. And they're all good. My preference, I love the organic greens. I like the strawberry kiwi. Not a chocolate person, but I've had it. I've drank it cold and warm like hot chocolate. And it is very, very good. So definitely keep that in mind, the greens. All righty. Jeff, I'm sure you get this question all the time, but every time I go to Stay Healthy and I'm picking up my Barlean's, I always ask myself, flax oil or fish oil? Flax oil or fish oil? Do you have a preference? Well, I use them both because I don't want to make a decision. I use them both in my smoothie. I add flax oil. I add fish oil. I also use the Seriously Delicious, the orange cream, because it tastes like a creamsicle, and I love it because it has fish and flax together, and I take that on the spoon, which I really enjoy. But the thing is, I've always used flax oil and fish oil. I didn't want to make my mind up. I didn't want to have to choose. I figure that both of them are very similar, but they're also very different. I think both of them and are bring different things to the table as well as similar things. So I guess when you're looking at the big picture, you just have to decide what you want to do. And I think it depends on why you're using it. I think if you're using fish oil because you really do want the anti-inflammatory properties, or you're, you know, looking more for brain health and cognitive function, you might want to go fish oil. Flax oil doesn't bring as much to the brain tissue, but flax oil is so beneficial to the body and so easily digested. And the high lignin flaxseed oil from Barlean's has been, you know, the number one flax oil forever. I mean, when people think flaxseed oil, they think Barlean's. And when they think fish oil, you know, they now add that to the list as well. I remember when they first came out with their fish oil, I didn't think they ever would because they were doing flaxseed oil for so long, but look what they've done in the industry. They brought out the fish oil. They brought out all these Seriously Delicious. These are things that have made it very easy for people to be able to get these nutrients into their system. And because they listen to the consumer, they've been able to make sure that everybody has the benefit of getting omega-3s. We need them. And I think that we need to keep in mind that we need to really just step it up a little bit and start, you know, getting the things that we need into our system more effectively. And, you know, being a little bit tougher on ourselves and maybe taking a step away from some of the bad things we're doing and maybe start focusing a little bit more on the better things that our body is really, you know, wanting us to do. Well, this is more of a feedback than a question. It says, Jeff, I've been using the Platinum Stomach Repair from Barlean's now for 5 months. My history, I've had stomach problems for 10 years. I did the proton pump inhibitors. I've done steroids. My doctors had me on everything you could possibly think of, anti-inflammatories. I've always had pain in my gut. I've always had more diarrhea than constipation. I've always had a sensitivity. So many foods upset my stomach. And my gastroenterologist is a good friend of mine, and he actually threw his hands in the air about 6 months ago and said, I just don't know what to do. So I told him that I had heard you on the air talking about the stomach repair. He knows your show. He shops at Stay Healthy as well for him and his wife. And he said, try it. So I did. Now, this is a vanilla chai flavor. It's delicious. And I know that anybody that tries it is going to love it. It goes on to say, I've been using it every single day, once or twice a day. After the first month, I would say that 80% of my stomach problems were no longer visible. I don't know whether as it's maybe did some repair work or I just wasn't as nervous, because I think that being as nervous as I usually am, I think I caused more irritation, you know, producing some of that harmful acid that irritates your stomach. I am now able to eat all the vegetables I want. I'm able to eat more protein. I still chew my food well. I still drink plenty of water. I don't eat fast food. I don't eat deep fried foods. And I feel incredible. So I'm 6 months in, and I thought that what I would do now is maybe do a month on and a month off and see how I'm doing. My doctor was so impressed that he bought it for his wife, who has had some stomach issues as well. And she's just getting ready to start it. What do you think about the 1 month on and the 1 month off? I think it's a great idea. I love this formula. I mean, I think that they hit a home run here, because I don't think that a lot of people really understand the severity of stomach problems in this country. And it gets very difficult, because although we all know about digestive enzymes and probiotics, which are important, you know, there's things in here that a lot of people don't think about or associate them with your gut. Things like aloe vera and charcoal and mastic gum and grapefruit seed extract and golden seal and the DGL, the licorice extract. And these are things that traditionally are used for helping with healing and supporting the health of our guts. They say that many people today have leaky gut syndrome. Many people today have abused their digestive tracts because of the fact that they have eaten such terrible foods for so long that their guts just have become compromised. I think anybody that has stomach problems might want to think about trying this. You know, talk to your gastroenterologist, tell them about the stomach repair, and let them know that you can definitely put yourself into a different way of looking at your gut health. Maybe just looking at things from a different angle, you may find that, you know, sometimes we have to shake it up a little bit. Not everybody fits into the protocol of proton pump inhibitors or steroid therapy and things like that. I mean, they have their place. But sometimes we need to just kind of reach out and step a little outside the box and, you know, have the dialogue with your doctors. Of course, it's important. But also realize that there are things out there that, you know, we didn't have a long time ago, but we do have now. So I would definitely keep this in mind if you are a stomach problem person. And definitely keep that in mind. Oh, let me see. Dear Jeff, we all started at my house using the Seriously Delicious. We usually have three or four different flavors going at the house, and we're always trying to find creative ways of doing it. The other morning, we made oatmeal, and I put the oatmeal in the bowl, and we were putting our fruit on top, and one of my kids put her Seriously Delicious into the oatmeal, and it tasted really, really good, but I wasn't sure whether or not that would damage it because the oatmeal was still warm. Is that okay? Number two, we started using it on toast as jelly. My one younger boy uses it with peanut butter on his sandwich instead of jelly. We add it to yogurt. We add it to smoothies. We make homemade ice cream once or twice a month at home. The old one that you crank with your hand. And when we make it, we put it in containers. And when we serve it, we put a squirt of the Seriously Delicious on the top. I hope these are all easy, good ways that we're not damaging it, but we found great, fun ways to use it. And, you know, we want to let you know how delicious they are. And, you know, we had the problem for years with nobody wanted to do fish oil, but now we love it. No, I think with your oatmeal, you're perfectly fine. As long as you're not throwing it in while it's still on the stove and still cooking, you're fine. But, you know, once you're in the bowl, it's already starting to cool down a little bit. Yeah, you can throw it in there. No problem. And I love the idea of toast. I love the PB&J. I love putting it on the homemade ice cream. I think that's a great idea. I know a lot of people that throw it in their yogurt. You know, we talked one time about the key lime, which I kid you not, tastes like a key lime pie. And I have a friend that heard us. They were doing a demo on it, and she was at the demo using vanilla yogurt, and she kind of crumbled up a graham cracker and put the key lime on top and told everybody just to take it and get a little bit of everything on the spoon. And I kid you not, I tried it, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is a key lime pie. She literally has this every single day. She has vanilla yogurt. She puts a tablespoon of her key lime omega-3s in there. She also adds chia seeds, and she adds the Fortiflax, which is the ground flax, and one whole graham cracker, a little section she crumples up on top. But she has it every single day. Do I have a problem with that? No. I think it's fantastic. I think that it allows her to be able to get that omega-3 out of the way. And look at it this way. She's getting, you know, a tablespoon of chia seeds, a tablespoon of ground flax, having fiber added to it. I think it's a great idea. You can get really creative with your foundational health and nutrition. The problem is so many of us are just not knowing which way to go. We have a hard time. You know, we listen to commercials and we hear this and we hear talk at the water cooler at work and, you know, everybody's doing something and somebody might be doing something really, really well. And, you know, we hear part of the conversation. So we run out and we want to try it too. But, you know, we didn't do our homework and we don't get any results like they do because we're all different and not everybody responds to things the same way. You know, I was talking one time about my good friend and her girlfriends get together and have lunch every week. And they all decided to start on this diet program, and they were all eating the same foods, and they all got together every night to walk at the mall, and, you know, they were doing everything that they do, and then on the weekends, they would go in for lightweight training at the gym, and, like, three of them were doing amazing. They were dropping weight, and they looked fantastic. One of them was just starting to get some results, and the other two, nothing had changed. I think one of them gained weight, and the two that were not doing well had come in to see me when I was doing some consultations at Stay Healthy. And they said, what's the deal? We don't understand. We're doing exactly what they're doing. And I said, you're not the same. Everybody's bodies are different. So we started talking and I said, look, you guys can still meet them at the finish line, but you have digestive problems. We need to address your gut. Digestive enzymes, probiotics, just because you're doing all the right things doesn't mean you're getting the benefit if you can't digest it. So we made some result changes with her. And then I went to her friend and I said, look, I said, we know this is going on with you. You're on these medications. And I said, you've got this going on. You've got a really, really slow digestive tract. We've got to really increase your fiber to be able to move things through because you're carrying too much waste and you're not eliminating. We might want to do a cleanse. So we started talking. I put her on the Nature Secret Ultimate Cleanse and got her on that. I got on probiotics, got on digestive health problems, got on oils, lubricated her up, did everything the way that she do. And guess what? The two of them, they zoom past everybody else. And they were at the front of the line. They cleansed, they lubricated, they hydrated, they were now digesting, they supported their digestive tract, all the oils that we brought in. I had them bring in a smoothie in the morning. It wasn't part of their program, but they needed something different, and I found it was a great way to hide a lot of the things that I suggested because they both needed fiber. They had terrible bowel habits. So I had them putting in like 2 tablespoons of Fortiflax, 1 tablespoon of chia seeds. I had them putting fruit in there, greens, oils, a little protein, some almond milk, ice cubes. So they were drinking this every morning, and you know what? They were having bowel movements. First time consistently in a long time for both of them. Their skin started getting a little better. Their appetites were wonderful. I found out they were kind of cheating a little on the diet, so now they weren't as hungry and they didn't have as many sugar cravings. The bottom line is we're all different. And just because someone you know in your family, in your neighborhood, in your office is doing really well on something, it doesn't mean that you will also. You may need to be able to you may need to talk to somebody to see if you head down the same road. That's why Stay Healthy has done so well for so long, because they're there to be able to answer questions and be able to make suggestions that might just get you there, but you might need to turn around and follow a completely different road. You know, I can't tell you how many times over the years, you know, I've sat with people and chatted with people and they're like, you know, Jeff, I'm doing all these things. Why don't I feel any different? Well, you know, your digestive system probably isn't working very well. You know, you've been on all of these proton pump inhibitors for a long time. Maybe you need to address your gut. And I think that that's one of the greatest things about that platinum line. Because sometimes our livers are also an issue as well. They have a liver detox and repair, which is fantastic. They've got an intestinal repair, which is great when you've got those lower bowel problems. They've got the stomach repair. I absolutely love all three of these formulas. They also have something that you might want to look at as well. This is more of an environmental detox, and keep that in mind. And they also have one for the brain. These are very, very intricate, very detailed formulations. And when you see even the packaging, you're going to see how many things are in there and how many nutrients are in there and how well it's put together. And you know what? How delicious they made it. I mean, in flavors like vanilla chai, mixed berry, tropical twist, melon, chocolate. You know, I hate to say that taste is that important, but it is. You know how we are, and it's funny. I had this conversation the other day with a friend of mine as a parent, and she said she was at a health food store in California, and they were doing a demo, and she wanted her kids to be able to try something. So the kids were there. They're young, and they were watching her, and she said, I took a sip of it, and I caught myself in the mirror making this terrible, god-awful face. And when I looked down, she said, the kids looked at me and they go, we don't want it. And you kind of wonder, and she said, now I wonder how many times over the years it was my own face that kept my kids from wanting to try something because I made that terrible, yucky face. I think sometimes we have to remember that our palates are running the roost. Our palates are in charge. Give you an example. When you start a diet, everybody hates dieting. When you start dieting and you're eating all these good, healthy foods, and your mind keeps telling you, I want pizza, I want deep fried mozzarella, I want burgers, I want fries, onion rings, and all this. Who is telling you that you want this? It's your palate. You may think it's your brain, but it's really your palate. Because your palate is basically telling you, you know what? I really want this. Come on, let's have some. Just a little bit. You know you miss it. I mean, this stuff is okay, but just think about how good it's going to taste. And you don't think you play mind games with yourself? That's how people cheat on their diets. They cheat on the diets because of the pressure that their palate puts on them. So people say, what am I supposed to do? My palate wants to be satisfied. Until I give it to it, it doesn't shut up. I get it. If you can push back against your palate, drink more water, go for a walk, push against it, in about 2 weeks, you will usually find that your palate will start to get used to the new way of eating and will actually start to say things like, this is really good. I mean, I'm enjoying all these salads. These vegetables are good. This healthy stir fry is fantastic. You know, I'm enjoying this good quality protein. Your body starts to adjust to it. Our problem is the first 2 weeks are so hard that pushing against the palate that we usually are not strong enough to do it. And I think this is all of us. We're all guilty of this. It's not easy to have that willpower against yourself. You know, we have this joke every year that people always say that everyone starts their New Year's resolution diets on January, and by the 15th of January, they're right back to where they started. It's that two-week thing. It's that two-week palate that is talking to you and forcing you, if you will, and twisting your arm to eat the other stuff. And you know once you start eating it, you're going to say, well, I'll just have a little bit just to satisfy my taste buds. We don't do that. I mean, come on. We're all guilty. I've been there. We've all been there. You know, you say, well, just one piece of pizza. You know, well, that ain't going to happen. You know, or just a little bit of this or a little bit of that. I mean, some people are strong enough to do it. They just give themselves a little bit, get the taste of it, and they move on. But I think when you are going to be starting a cheating on your diet, it's kind of like quitting smoking, saying that you want to just have a couple hits on a cigarette, or you want just a little bit of a cocktail when you're quitting drinking. You can't. See, the thing is today with our diets, we have to push against it, because if we want to get healthy, we have to make changes. Because where most of us are right now is not healthy. And with it being unhealthy, it just becomes so much of a part of us that we just start to feel that, you know, that's just the way it is. And as you're making the change, if you get past those first couple weeks, your body starts to realign, your thought process starts to fall into place. And then you start to think to yourself, oh my goodness, I can do this. But good quality products make a difference. Good oils to lubricate your system, like flaxseed oil, and, you know, good omega-3s. And look no farther than Barleen's. You know, they've got a great selection. They've got the oils, the capsules, and the Seriously Delicious. So, you know, fiber, keep you full, help you move the waste out of your bowels more effectively. If you think you're trying to get healthy and you're not moving your bowels and all that waste is laying around, that's not a good way to get healthy. Because, you know, you need to eat your food, break it down, digest the good, and move out the waste. They say that we should have a bowel movement for every meal that we eat. And I know people that have two bowel movements a week. I can't even imagine. I've been constipated before severely during a time of being on medication that caused it. It was the worst experience of my life. The pressure and the pain until that finally released, terrible. You know, there's nothing better than having a good amount of fiber and having a smooth, easy elimination to the point where you can truly feel better about yourself because you are eliminating the waste and you're getting rid of the bloat and you're getting rid of the toxins and feeling better. Because part of feeling good in your gut is getting rid of waste. And that's really important. All right, let me see. We got another question here. Dear Jeff, I use a lot of the Fortiflax from Barleen's. I actually have a couple tablespoons in my smoothie. I have a tablespoon in my yogurt. And many times I even add it to things like oatmeal. And I add it into my stir fries when I'm stir frying right before I serve it. I know it seems like a lot, but I'm coming from a place of chronic constipation that I no longer am part of. Since I've added this in, I now have one or two bowel movements a day for the first time in 20 years. So I'm wondering, can I continue to do this? And any other suggestions that may work better? Yes, you can continue. You might want to think about maybe bringing in some gel fiber and adding some of the chia seeds as well, because they're a gel fiber and they're wonderful. And you may find that you may do just as well having two different kinds of fiber. And I think that really does make a difference. So definitely keep that in mind. But I love the Fortiflax because all the work is done. If you've ever tried to grind up flax seeds in like a coffee grinder, it's a pain in the butt. The blades never get all the way down to the bottom. You never get it all broken down. And if you don't break the hulls, you're not going to get the benefit. So you really do need to think about trying to have the best of the best fibers that you can have at your fingertips. Now, chia seeds don't need to be ground because when they hit liquid, they gel. So I think that that's a really, really good thing. Can you use both of them? I would. Add more moisture in there as well. I don't think you need to change anything. I think you might want to think about maybe adding in some chia or maybe splitting it half and half, chia and Fortiflax for what you're doing already. But you can pick them both up from Barleen's and, you know, just get that much of a better kind of punch to your digestive tract. I bet you're also experiencing a better fullness as well, because this fiber just, you know, kind of fills us up and makes us feel more full, more satisfied, with a better satiety. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's wonderful. I'm so glad that you just kind of did some experimenting and found a way to be able to, you know, maybe correct the problem, because obviously you had to think about it. And then once you thought about it, you decided to give it a shot. All righty, let me see. Dear Jeff, I am a flight attendant and I fly internationally. And this time of year, I get sick like all of us do. My problem is it's always in my throat. I know you mentioned at one time that all of your stuff goes to your throat as well. And I decided to try the Olive Leaf Complex Spray. I have to tell you, not only is it delicious, but I bring it with me on the plane. It's absolutely incredible. I love it. It's, I think, 1.5 ounces, so it's not a problem bringing it on the plane. I squirt it. I keep it at the station there, and I use it all during my flights because I do the long flights. I wanted to say thank you because everything that I've tried has never made that much of a difference until I tried this. I also picked up the liquid olive leaf at Stay Healthy, and I've been using a teaspoon of that every day as well. I don't want to jinx this, but this is the first time during the winter months that I have not been sick in a decade. And I started doing this in September to get a jump on it. I had sent you an email and said, is it okay to start it early? And you said, absolutely. So I did. I can't tell you. I mean, I know that I'm writing you an email and can't show my total excitement, but I just wanted to thank you. You know, you're welcome. I love it. I've got it right here. I mean, I don't know if you just heard me. I just, right before this question, I just squirted some in my mouth. I love it. It just makes a difference. It gives you moisture. It disarms a lot of that bacteria and a lot of that mucus that drains down the back of your throat from your head. It just gives you a better chance to give you better health for your throat. And I love taking the internal one because the internal one just works on your whole body. So, I mean, you're getting antiviral, antifungal, anti-germicidal benefits from olive leaf, wonderful immune-boosting things. So definitely keep that in mind. You know, the great thing about Barleen's ideas of and their philosophies is that if they're going to come out with a separate sector, let's say the olive leaf, you know, branch coming off the main family tree, if you will, they have to make sure and they have to feel really sure that it's relevant, number one, and that it's also going to be something that is going to hit a wide sector of the population, like a lot of people can benefit from it. So they do their homework and they always make sure that they've got the availability of being able to know ahead of time that this is something that people are going to identify with and be able to utilize. And I think that that's one of the great things that I've seen with them over the years is every time they come out with a new sector, it's always well received because it's always been well researched and the formulations have been, you know, really intricately worked on. You know, because at the very, very beginning, I remember going back to the very, very beginning, you know, flaxseed oil was pretty much all I used to talk about. And look at all I get to talk about now. I get to talk about CBD. I get to talk about coconut oil, fish oils, flax oils, the kids line, olive leaf, the seriously delicious. I mean, oh my goodness. So many fun things to talk about. I think that once you know where you want to go with your health, once you know exactly what you're trying to achieve, I think it makes it a lot easier to choose your products accordingly. A lot of people have a tendency to just say, well, I hear this is good, this is good, this is good, I'm going to take that. Okay, that's fine. What are you trying to work on? Well, what do you mean? How's your digestion? Do you have any skin problems? Do you have any cardiovascular problems? Has your doctor talked to you about omega-3s? Has your doctor talked to you about taking your minerals for your bones? I mean, where are you right now as your state of health? Do you know? Do you do any research? Do you ask any questions? Do you go chat with someone that they can help you pick things more accordingly? Or just do you grab things off the shelf? And I think a lot of us, somehow we got under the impression that doing something is better than nothing. And I guess that's true. But if you could spend a little bit more time and do things that are more aimed at your individual situation, I think that you're going to find that you're going to be able to make a dramatic difference in your overall health. Now, do you still want to be able to do these things? Do you still want to be able to get healthy? Do you really want to have it in a healthier direction? Then you may need to go someplace like Stay Healthy Health Food Store where you can have a dialogue. You know, I talked to someone yesterday and she said, you know, I just don't have the time to get healthy. I said, are you serious? And she said, you know, I've just got so much going on. And I said, you have a lot going on because you choose to have a lot going on. And it's all extracurricular activities that you can put on hold while you're regaining your health because you've been sick for a year. What is more important? What is more important for you? To focus on your health and maybe correct some of these problems? To start getting your body healthy again? Or to do this, that, and that just because there's something that you enjoy? There's nothing wrong with having a full life of wonderful things and being able to, you know, really make a difference in your overall health and all that kind of stuff. I think that's wonderful. But I think what you also need to realize is that sometimes you need to put yourself first. If you don't, goodness, you're going to have a situation where you're really not going to know what to do. You're really not going to know exactly, you know, what is good for you, what's not good for you. And I think you're going to probably put yourself into a category where I think you're going to think, well, you know, I'm fine. I'll just accept this as is. And I think that's a problem. Never settle with your health. Never settle. And allow yourself to only, I guess, to only be able to truly understand that having a little bit more attention to detail is something you shouldn't be doing. I got this letter yesterday, and it kind of just goes right into this, and I'll kind of end up with this. It says, Jeff, I finally decided to start focusing on my own health. After many, many years of doing everything for everybody else and kind of gliding through my days, I went to Stay Healthy. I talked with Marge. I picked up nutrition. I answered questions that were embarrassing for me because I've never, ever talked about my health before. But when I left the store, I felt such a sense of peace that I finally addressed the issue. I left with nutrition that made a difference. And I'm starting my healthy journey, and I'm in a better state of mind because I finally made that step in that healthy direction that up till this point I never had. Now, that says it all. I mean, that truly says every bit of it, and I think that that is absolutely incredible. When someone puts themselves first, you choose quality nutrition. You know what? You're gonna really see a dramatic difference in your overall health. And maybe for the first time, you're going to start realizing that your emphasis and your concern and your focus on yourself is the most important thing you've ever done in your life. It's great to be a go-to person for people. It's great to be great at your job and great at your careers. But if your health falls apart, there's nothing left. When you start using quality products and you start bringing in great fibers and great oils and greens and all of these beautiful products that your questions have asked about today, and you go to Stay Healthy and you talk with the folks there and you say, show me this Barlean stuff. I want to see this. I want to see this seriously delicious. And, you know, give me some of that Fortiflax because I don't want to grind my seeds anymore. And, you know, and show me this stomach formula or show me this olive leaf spray. My throat is always scratchy this time of the year. You're going to be really happy. You're going to be really, really happy that you found some products that are going to make a difference in your life. Number one, there's nothing better than choosing products that work. There's nothing better than choosing products from a company that you already trust. And there's nothing better than using products that are consistent in their formulations every single batch. And that's what Barlean's is all about. So go to Stay Healthy. Talk with everyone there. You'll find someone to talk with. They're all wonderful. They are so knowledgeable. They have so much information, and they're so educated. And they're going to make sure that you have a great dialogue and your questions are answered. And they're going to give you the information you need to make those decisive decisions about your health. And I got to tell you, that is really, really important. It's really, really important to be able to start putting yourself into a better way of healthy living and have the tools to make decisions so you're not guessing. And I think that's great. I got to tell you, it's not easy getting healthy. But once you start getting healthy, boy, you're going to be unstoppable. It's going to be like this train that is just rolling and picking up speed because, you know, all of a sudden something starts working. Let's say you've had dry skin for a long time and you start using omega-3 fatty acids, fish oils, flaxseed oils, and your skin starts looking great and feeling good. You think you're going to stop there? No way. You're going to start picking other products in the line. And you're going to start looking at your health and nutrition and start looking at your diet and start maybe getting more active because you're going to want to feel better. We want to all feel better. We just don't know how to get there. So I thank you for taking the time to tune into the show. I hope you'll go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. When you want to get healthy, be healthy, stay healthy, go no place other than Stay Healthy Health Food Store because you'll be so glad you did. They are your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're a fully packed store with the best of the best in every category. They'll make you feel at home. There's no intimidation. You're going to be able to talk with them and feel so comfortable. And you're going to be able to get answers to these questions that have been plaguing you for a long time. And because you're every single category in the store, they carry the best of the products that are made in our industry. In every single category, you can't make a mistake. And plus, you get to have a dialogue. And every time you go back, you get to have the dialogue again. Pick up right where you left off because they're that good. They're that wonderful to work with. And I want you to get the best you can, the best products, the best dialogue, and the best results. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to bring your questions with you. Check out the full line of Barlean's products available every single day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. I want to thank you for taking the time to tune in. You know, it's for you to be able to tune into my show once a week, every day, or even just going to the podcast means that you are interested in your health. It means that you want to make a change. It means that you want to be different than what you are right now. And you know what? That's a good thing. Because I have to tell you that, oh goodness, it's so hard to get started with getting healthy. It's so hard to be able to, you know, really start heading in a healthy direction. It's not easy. I understand. But I praise you for taking the time to get yourself as healthy as you can and start seeing a difference and taking the responsibility to be as good as you can. Remember, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived for your download experience when it's convenient for you. Remember to go to the webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print a coupon, and visit the store as often as you can. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.